Hi, you have reached Azedian's Claims and Management. My name is Natalie. How may I help you?
Hello, Natalie. This is Michaela from Cedric. I have Cassidy from the DSP, and he's calling in to file a claim.
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, and you said, what was his name?
His name is Cassidy.
Okay, and the date of loss.
Oh, the date of loss is 7/22/2024.
Four. And the state of loss.
The state of loss is Idaho.
Idaho.
Idaho,
Okay.
I'm sorry. Idaho.
Idaho. Learn how to spell. Listen, I'm like high to spell Idaho. Okay, got it. And do we have a policy number?
Yes, the policy number that I have here is ALA 201-679-25.
Okay. Alrighty, and I have oh, it didn't come up. Okay, but you can send him over.
Okay,
I'm
all right
ready.
then. All right, you can go ahead.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Good. Okay, give me 1 moment. Bring it up. Okay, and so this is a new one for July the 22nd.
Yes.
Okay. And do we know if it's for, is it Too Easy LLC Logistics?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see why I'm pulling up. Why aren't you bringing it up? Why isn't the policy coming up? Policy number? Yeah, doesn't want to come up. Let me see if it'll let me start a claim. Seven 22. Oh, sorry, excuse me. Okay, what's going on? Put 2 6 on the end. And see if that brings it up. 6 5. Sorry, excuse me. I'm just trying to get it to pull up, and it doesn't look like it wants to pull up, but I don't know why. 2 6, so I changed it to 2 6 on the end.
Alpha Lima Alpha 201-679-26.
2 6. Yeah, I put the 2 6. That's what I figured it would be 2 6, because I think he gave me 2 5, but I was like, that's last year. Why? Do you have your VIN number?
Yes. It is 1 Frank Tango Bravo Red 1 Charlie 8 1 Pineapple Kilo Bravo 45889.
Okay, and I'm just going to repeat it to make sure I have it correctly. I have 1 Foxtrot Tango Bravo Romeo 1 Charlie 8-1 Pineapple Kilo Bravo 45889.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to put 2-6 on here. I don't know. All right, there we go. There we go. Got it to bring up. And this is a new loss. Alrighty. And you're Cassidy Glover?
Yes.
Okay, so I have the information. Just bringing everything up. So I have an address of 4020 West Lynn Lane,
yes,
in Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah, that's the registered business address.
Okay. And then I have an email of cassidy2easy@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, excuse me. And then I have a work number of 480-399-4275.
Yes.
Okay. And is it okay if they send you email messages if need be?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and the time of loss?
2:50 p.m.
2:50 p.m. Okay, good. And the loss location?
6269 East French Gulch Road.
East French.
Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
And that was East French?
Yep.
Okay.
East French Gulch Road.
Road. Okay. In the city?
It's Coeur d'Alene, so it's C-O-E-U-R space D space A-L-E-N-E.
Okay. And then I have a a zip code of 83814.
Yes.
Okay, save that. Alrighty, and the description of what happened.
So the driver was pulling into a customer's driveway, and they scraped the top of the vehicle along a garage/parking structure.
Okay. So So they, so Iron Shore, we were pulling into the driveway or garage and like scraped the top of it.
Yeah.
Garage driveway.
So yeah, so passenger pretty much front all the way to back.
Front to the back is scratched up.
Yeah, it's messed the door up pretty good in multiple panels of the vehicle.
Okay, and it's a 2023 Ford Transit?
Yes.
Ford Transit. And do we have a plate number?
It looks like what I have is D22532D, Washington.
Washington, okay. And the owner of the vehicle?
Enterprise.
Enterprise, okay. Enterprise, got that. Okay, and so the damage description is from the passenger front. Passenger front to the back.
Yes.
Back. And you said a quarter panel, or
yeah,
the panel.
So it's like the outer panel, lower roof, the right molding. It's literally from front to back. It's a hefty damage.
Okay, to back. Alrighty. And was the vehicle still drivable?
Yeah, it still drives.
Okay. And do we know the driver's name that was driving?
Yes, it is Amanda Overman.
And Overman is spelled just how it sounds?
Yes, O-V-E-R-M-A-N.
Okay. Friday, and do we have any information that we want to put down for Amanda?
Well, she's terminated due to it. Do we really need any information?
No, you don't have to. We have her name,
no.
And that's good enough. Okay. So we're going to save that. Okay, so now I am going to get, so is it, is the claimant, is it the property damage?
It's the vehicle damage. The property damage was handled by Amazon already.
Okay, so we don't need to put, I don't need to put a property on here or another vehicle. We're just putting our vehicle on here.
Yes.
Okay. That's all I wanted to know. I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't about to put something else on here. Okay, so I have that. And was the police involved?
No.
Okay. Save that. And were there any witnesses?
No. Well, I think the customer was there, but he came out after.
Okay. All right. So it looks like I have everything that I need to process this and get you your claim number and the adjuster's name and their information. Bless
okay.
you.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, because it's already at a repair shop, and we have an estimate. It's kind of before I terminate anyone, I get the total and decide if I'm insurance or if I'm out of pocket, you know?
Okay. Friday. Alrighty. So I have that information. When you're ready, I can give it to you.
I'm ready.
Okay. So the claim number is going to be X-Ray Charlie. So XC-ORCA, which is ORCA, -24-05060.
05060. XC-ORCA 2405060.
Yes. And then the adjuster who is going to be handling the claim, first name is Jordan, and that's J-O-R-D-A-N. And last name is Leveron, and it's L-E-V as in Victor, E-R-O-N-E.
Leveron.
Leveron. Yes. And then their email address is going to be first name Jordan dot last name Leveron at xclaims.claims.
At xclaims.claims.
And then okay. A direct line for them is 769-888-1511.
Okay.
Alrighty. And did you want to be transferred to Jordan if they were available, or did you just want to wait until Monday?
No, I'll wait till Monday. That's okay. I do need assistance filing another claim.
Okay. Let me pull up a new one. Same claim number, same policy number and everything?
Yes.
Okay. One second.
Amber, let me get the details. Got her vehicle up here. I'm going to try to get her address real quick, although it wasn't her exact address. Okay. Alert. This month.
There's my policy number. Happy you over here. And the date of loss for this one?
It is, I have it just right here, August 8th, 2024.
Okay, so this one is the 8th of this month. And this one is a new loss. Bring this back up. Search come out. Select new one.
If you have a new program up to this, I'm going to check you on Bunko Road. quarter lane.
Just bringing all the stuff up, putting in what I can. Not this. Copy and paste. Okay. Create. All righty. And the time of loss?
Okay. Is your name? Was 4:53 p.m.
4:53. Alrighty, and the lost location.
It's going to be 16301-16399.
Carlin. I'm sorry. And it was what?
South Carlin, Carlin, Bay Road, B-A-Y Road.
Road.
And that's going to be Harrison, Idaho.
Harrison, Idaho. Here.
83833.
Friday. Save that. Alrighty, and the description of what happened.
How do I describe this? The driver was driving about 30 miles per hour. They then became distracted and flipped the vehicle on an embankment.
Okay, so our insured was driving 30 miles per an hour when they came distracted. Okay, 30 miles per hour.
Rolled into an embankment.
And rolled into an embankment. Okay.
Yeah, all these single vehicle accidents, no good.
No.
At least people aren't hurt.
Right, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. All righty, so single and what do we put? Not an unintended roll away. They were in the car when it rolled. Okay, in short, ran off road. There we go. Got that.
Pretty much, yeah.
All righty. And do we have the VIN?
Yes. Gonna be 1, Foxtrot, Tango, Bravo, Romeo, 3, Under, 88 Phoenix Kilo Bravo 80892.
Okay, so I'm just going to repeat it to make sure I have it correctly, and I did not have caps on. Okay, so I have 1 Foxtrot Tango. Tango Bravo Romeo. 3-88 Victor Kilo Bravo 80892.
It's Phoenix Kilo Bravo 808.
Phoenix Kilo Bravo 8.
Oh, Pineapple Kilo Bravo. Yeah.
Oh, Pineapple Kilo Bravo. So not Victor. Where am I getting Victor from? Pineapple Kilo Bravo. Okay. Okay, let me capitalize this. You. And that's a U. Okay. Copy. And this is for a 2023 Ford Transit?
Yes.
Ford Transit. And do we have a plate number?
It's going to be red 554611 Ohio.
Okay, Ohio. Okay, and the owner, that is that Enterprise as well, or is it William?
No, that is Element.
Element, okay. This one is Element. Okay, and the damage description to the vehicle.
Oh, man. I don't know how to do this because I don't know what's not damaged.
So is it like all the way around damage?
100% damaged roof, windshield, front bumper, rear bumper, back, undercarriage. It rolled. It rolled like two or three times.
Okay, so this is what I'm going to put.
I don't know if they want
okay.
That.
Oh, yeah. We need that. That alone, just the airplane deployed. Oh, you already know it's bad. Okay, so I put 100% damaged from the front to the back. Airbags deployed.
Yeah.
Damaged. Airbags deployed. Okay. Got that. And I'm guessing it was towed. It was not it wasn't driven away from there.
It was, yep, it was towed.
And do we have the tow company?
It's Anytime Towing.
Anytime Towing. Okay. And do we have any information that we want to put down for the tow lot?
Let me see. I'm trying to... I have their address for them.
Okay.
It's 5908 East Knox, KNOX Ave, Spokane Valley, Washington.
Okay, got that. And the zip code is 99212?
212, yes.
Okay. So I've got that. And do we have the driver that was driving?
Yes, it's going to be Jamber, J-A-M-B-E-R. Last name, Rembold, R-E-N-B-O-L-D.
Okay, and was that, and that was J-A-M? M as in Mary, not N as in Nancy.
Yes.
Okay. And do we have any information that we want to put down for them?
What do you think for a possible total vehicle? You add all that?
I'm sorry.
I have everything if you need it.
I mean, if you want to put in... any information down for Jamber, you can, but it's not necessary. It's just
okay,
up to
we'll,
you
we'll
if you would like
time.
Them to, okay. Because it's just more so if you would want, you know, the adjuster or someone to reach out to them for any thing, but it's not mandatory.
Okay, let me see. There was a police involved. I'm trying to find that.
Okay, and were there any injuries?
None.
Reported? Okay.
None reported.
Alrighty. And you said the police were involved?
Yes.
And do we know which police department it was?
It would be Cooney County Sheriff Department. I might have to just run and grab this. I have the... just right here. Thought I had it in my text already. Let me double check my notes before.
Okay.
I don't have it. Notes. No, she has it. Yeah, the police were involved. I don't have the police report number currently. I'll be able to give it to the claim adjuster.
Okay. And were there any witnesses?
No. I do have footage to send in.
Okay. Alrighty. So it looks like I have everything that I need to process this and get you your claim number and the adjuster's name and information.
Okay.
Alrighty, so I have that information. When you're ready, I can give it to you.
I am ready.
Alrighty, so the claim number is going to be X as in X-ray, C as in Charlie, dash ORCA, O-R-C-A, dash 24, dash 05061.
The very next claim made. Let's go.
And then Jordan is going to be the adjuster for this one as well. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Got it. All right. Got all that. Oh, that's a fresh air.
All right. Well, if that is all, then you have a wonderful rest of your weekend.
Thank you, you too.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. Bye. Bye-bye.